Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to chumbacasino.com.
Chumbacasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting cut off a little bit there.
Yeah.
Because your big-ass mouth.
That's true. I don't have lips, I just have a mouth.
I like how I just have like tongue and you have like back of throat.
Yeah, you can see everything.
The angles were very different.
Hello, hello, and welcome to a special episode of Flashback. That's right. We are flashing back, but not to our content, but to one of the most influential figures in the early stages of YouTube, someone that was there near the beginning like us.
Yeah, but I would call this person the most famous mouth on all of YouTube, maybe all of the internet.
Famous mouth on the internet. This is true. Everybody, Danebow.
Danebow, creator of the annoying orange.
The annoying orange, everybody. That's why we're wearing the bananas. Yes, the annoying orange. So, quick stats, all right?
Yeah.
8.5 billion views.
Yes, 8.5.
Over 12 That's insane. Million subscribers.
Yes.
That's insane.
Wait, before we continue with the stats, can I say how appealing you guys look?
Wait, hold on. Wait. Let me try to do the laugh.
That just sounds like SpongeBob.
I'm sorry, I don't know
what
that means. That was delicious.
The laugh is very different than SpongeBob, right? The annoying orange laugh?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of in the same range.
Yeah?
It's...
It's a little bit more...
But sped up just a hair.
You speed it up?
I speed it up just a hair.
That's the trick?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I'm pulling a Fred on you.
Oh, yeah. Shit. So we're watching your most viral and first annoying orange video ever.
Yes.
Yep. We're watching a video that Ian and I did a cameo in.
Yes.
And then we're watching your most controversial annoying orange
episode. All right, let's throw it down.
Spiciest one.
Let's throw it down.
Any other brief you want to give us before we start playing this?
This is not my first talking food video.
Okay.
You ventured into that territory before?
Yes, I had actually. One of the things that, like, I got started, like, I first kind of gained notoriety online by doing a video about talking eggs. And it was kind of the same thing where, you know, girl opens up the fridge, brings out a carton of eggs, the eggs are happy, whatever, jovial, and then she starts killing them one by one. And it's all about, like, these inanimate creatures that have come to life and how their world would be in a world with humans. And I always liked doing that kind of thing, but this is the first talking food video where I did it and it just took off.
And this was on your personal channel before you even knew that Annoying Orange would be its own brand.
Yeah, absolutely. This was supposed to just be like a one-off video. This was never intended to be a series.
All right, well, let's get to it.
This video changed my life.
Hey, Apple. Oh. Apple. Hey. Hey, Apple. Hey, Apple.
Are these both you?
Hey, yeah, Apple. These are
Apple.
Both me.
Hey, Apple.
What? What is it?
Aren't you glad I didn't say apple again?
yeah, that joke was funny the first 400 times you said it.
Hey, Apple.
What?
You look fruity.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Hey, Apple.
What?
Can you do 10 push-ups in 10 seconds?
What kind of question is that? I don't even have arms. How am I going to do one push-up?
Hey.
What?
Hey, Apple.
What?
Can you do this?
I have so much footage of, especially from this first episode, of me doing that. That
That's the part that I remember from this video.
I remember that too.
There's something about it that like has just like stuck in my brain.
Yes.
And people think this is the actual color of your teeth, right?
Because when we were going back, like. I was like, no, I think that's the color of of their teeth.
No, it's not.
No.
Yeah.
Goodness it's not. So what happens is, like, especially when I was first doing After Effects, like compositing the mouth onto the fruit, I would change the color of the skin, but then that would also change the color of the teeth. And I didn't know how to fix that.
Oh. Yeah.
And so I just left his teeth yellow, and just that's how it's been.
So you've been permanently branded as the person with yellow teeth.
Well, not necessarily, because you also play other characters.
Oh, true.
And their teeth are like red or whatever the color the fruit is. So I think, I'm assuming when we get to ours, our teeth are gonna be kind of yellow.
Yellowish,
maybe. Yeah. But this is what my teeth looked like when I was like, when I was like 19. I was drinking a lot of Mountain Dew.
Oh man, your teeth
were that color,
dude. They were so, and they were pretty freaking. They were like orange.
I do not remember that. And I was friends with you at the time.
No, my girlfriend at the time like shamed me into whitening my teeth, which was honestly like, it's one of those rare occasions where shame actually like. Works, because I went back and like saw a photo of me from then, and I was like, my teeth were freaking yellow.
I'm gonna go. We gotta find a picture of you with your
yellow
teeth.
We don't have to.
I think we do have to find a picture of you with yellow teeth.
I remember when we were doing the TV show later on, years later, that the executives came to me and they were like, I don't know if we can keep his teeth yellow.
Why? Is it gonna be like unappealing or?
That was good. I like that.
Totally on purpose.
Yeah, it was just too unbecoming. And so we had to whiten his teeth. And I was like, no, his teeth are yellow. Like, I don't understand.
Annoying Orange Goes to Hollywood brightens his teeth.
Exactly.
That actually, like, does feel very, like, a TV thing.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Okay, you've made your point. Stop it. Would you please be quiet? For crying out loud, would you stop yammering for longer than 3 seconds? I can't even hear myself think.
Hey, Apple.
What?
Knife.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
There it is.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that looks like it hurts.
I want to see. Oh, I'm sorry.
What the f***?
I just want to see, like, because you edited this yourself, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You definitely followed the motion of it falling forward.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was some frame by frame work right there.
Oh, yeah. That was definitely frame by frame.
Nicely
that was before
done.
I was very good at doing motion tracking or anything.
Yeah, it looks
but
great.
This is like, what, 2009? Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, using what, After Effects?
Yep. After Effects.
Nicely done. I mean, like, also, like, I just want to point out, like, you color matched like your skin perfectly to the fruit.
Yeah. Which,
it's like, funny because I am colorblind, and so it's actually really tough for me to do
get out
that.
Of here. What?
Yeah.
How do you get it so accurate then?
A lot of times I ask friends or family. Oh. I'm like, hey, does this look good? And
That's impressive.
Thanks.
Cause like that's like that is like spot on. Like you can't even see where. You can't really see like where your skin ends and where the orange begins.
And you just took
when you say it like that.
That's the name of a book too. And you just took one eye and duplicated it, right?
Yes, exactly.
That made it way easier, I'm sure.
Yep. Whenever anybody does a parody video, that's when you
that's
know
when
they've
wrong.
Done their research.
Oh, it's like the one eye duplicated.
Yep.
Oh, I warned you.
The same sound effect.
Yep.
Very like flash animation.
Oh, totally.
I warn him.
I like the audio.
Hey, Pear!
Oh, God.
Nice. Oh, yeah, and these old end cards, too.
Oh, gosh, yes.
I remember when this video first came out, and it was so fucking viral.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was just fascinated by it. Like, I kept rewatching. It's like I got it, but also didn't get it at the same time.
Yeah.
Which I feel like was...
That's kind of its charm, I guess.
Yeah.
I feel like that's also, like... The interesting thing about YouTube is, like, I get it, but also I don't. As long as you can appreciate that other people get it and enjoy it, like, I think that's really important. Because I think, I mean, like, I remember, like, reading comments and people, like, hated the orange.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
And they were so angry that, like, it got views.
I remember Shane Dawson tweeting about it and being like, I don't understand this, and like being really angry about it.
Yeah.
Whenever something gets popular, like there's a threshold where it's too popular and then now it needs to be good.
Yeah.
You know, but like if something's not very popular and it's not super good, people are like, oh, I get it, it has this unique charm. But once it passes the threshold, they're like, nope, this needs to be good.
This needs to be like a TV show or whatever it is. And it's like, no, it's like Skibidi Toilet.
Exactly. This feels like the same kind
it
of
is.
It's audience 14 years later.
It is. I truly believe that Skibidi Toilet is kind of like the annoying orange of now.
Yeah.
Just because it's like you watch it, I myself watch it, and I'm like, this makes no sense. Heads coming out of toilets, camera guys, there's explosions everywhere. I love it.
Yeah. It feels like the young generation understands the points of it, but then there's almost a charm to it because the older generation does not understand it.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's almost like it's an inside club of like, if you get it, you get it. You first uploaded this on your original channel before you even thought that it would get the views to justify it having its own channel.
Yeah, at the time I was doing YouTube and I was also doing like 1099 work for different companies. Like I was hustling.
Yeah.
I was just trying to make a living, pay rent, that sort of thing.
Were you in LA at this point?
I was Riverside.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
That's where you're from?
No, I'm actually from North Dakota.
Okay, so you moved to Riverside, which is like the North Dakota of Southern California.
No, at the time, my wife had gotten into a PhD program there.
Oh.
And so we moved there, and I had been doing all sorts of jobs, you know, working for like Jib Jab and just, you know,
this feels very Jib Jab, actually.
Yeah. I actually did a series of 10 videos for Jib Jab before this. That's why, you know, like I said, I did a bunch of talking food videos.
Yeah.
I did 10, like a series of
10. Damn, that makes sense. Jib Jab was kind of the precursor to
Is
this
that how
era.
You learned how to do like putting mouths and eyes, like at Jib Jab or?
No. I had learned After Effects many years ago, like when I was in college. I did, I worked on this animation project with a guy who just, he like lived out in the country and he wanted to make this like claymation video with knights and, you know, damsels in distress. And
how quickly did you know that it was about time to make your own channel for Annoying Orange specifically?
Fourth episode.
Did you release four? So you released four on Danebow.
Yeah, I released this one. And of course, it just... like right away, it started blowing up. I was like, whoa, what is going on?
Yeah.
And in the comments, everybody was like, make more. So I was like, all right, I'll do another one.
Yeah.
That was honestly like so brave and smart to start a separate channel.
Yeah.
Because like back in the day, it was like to start like a specific channel. Like I know like Fred did it because he was like sharing a channel with his like cousins.
Oh really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they started on it was called JKL.
JKL Productions. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then he then spun off his own channel and did Fred.
Yeah.
And I remember when he did that, I was like, that was stupid. Like,
I know. Yeah.
Left a channel with 100,000 subscribers. Like, why would you ever do that?
I actually saw you doing that as well with Annoying Orange. And I was like,
yeah.
You're going to take that risk?
Yeah.
That's probably not going to be a good decision.
It's
but
funny.
Obviously.
I didn't even think about it at the time. I was like, this is getting too popular. It needs to be its own thing. Because I was still, like, on my main channel, I was still kind of like, really enjoying exploring and doing whatever on that channel. And I was like, I was really noticing that everybody that was subscribing, new subscribers, that's all they wanted was orange. They
didn't
want any of the
other stuff.
It was gonna
prevent you from doing anything else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'll just make it its own thing and then I'll do both. which, you know, after a while, realized very quickly that it was way too hard to do both.
Yeah.
So I kind of had to choose. Am I going to go down this road or am I going to go down this road?
Okay. So now we're gonna flash forward.
Let's do it.
An annoying orange video that Anthony and I were in.
And this was the first one that we were in, because I guess we were in a couple more afterwards.
Yeah, actually, we had totally forgotten, and Dane reminded us off camera that a character of ours, Charlie the Drunk Guinea Pig, was in an episode of Annoying Orange, and I think we were inspired by the way that you did your mouth stuff, and we did our own sort of mouth thing for Charlie.
Yeah.
Ours was like more cursed though, I think, because
there was definitely a hard outline.
Yeah. So we did like a green screen. We did like green paint on my face.
So we chroma out the green.
Just lips.
Yep. I tried doing that for a couple different characters.
It's kind of cursed.
It is cursed.
Yeah.
But it works in the best way.
Yeah.
It does.
Because it's got
work.
That campy feel to it. Yeah. I love it.
But yeah, so this is, I believe, the first time that we collabed.
Yes.
With Annoying Orange.
Yep.
So let's go to that video.
All right, so this is called Exploding Orange.
Hey, Kiwi.
Yes.
Hey, Kiwi, hey.
And it looks a little bit better already.
Kiwi.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Kiwi.
What? What is it, mate? I'm trying to read the paper.
What happened to your voice, mate?
Dude, I'm a Kiwi. I'm from freaking New Zealand.
Oh, well that explains the accent and the boomerangs.
Told you, we're bananas.
Woo!
Accent? I don't have a
hiccup.
Accent?
What's a hippo accent?
It's hiccup, not a hippo. It's a hiccup.
Whoa, sounds hiccup. Like a hungry, hungry hippo.
It's hiccup. It's not funny.
What's the matter, Kiwi? You look all choked up.
Stop it. Hiccup. Oh, man, I don't hiccup. I feel so good. Hiccup.
Are you okay?
Who's the Kiwi?
Kevin Bruick.
Yeah.
Who also plays Grandpa Lemon.
Uh-huh.
He's played a ton of different characters.
And he started, how quickly did you start getting cameos from people?
Oh, man. It wasn't, I think it was the sixth episode?
Uh-huh.
Or seventh episode, I can't remember quite, but it all came about because I, Justine, had seen the first few episodes and was and tweeted at me and was like, hey, I need to be on your show.
Whoa.
And so Passion Fruit was born.
So organic.
Yeah.
How long were you sitting on that one?
Literally, I just thought of it. And then I was like, I thought about saying it genuinely and then organically. And then I was like, oh, it's actually a part
two. Well, let me get over this. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I'm like sitting here trying to think of one. I was like trying to think like I'm just gonna citrus. And
when you leave, you could say, all right, I got a split.
Yep.
See,
I got somebody.
True.
It's not fair. Like you've had years to come up with these puns. All right.
Okay.
I'm new to this.
I'll teach you a few things.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not ripe. Ripened on this.
There you go. Something that's.
Okay.
It's hiccup, not a hippo. It's a hiccup.
Whoa, sounds hiccup. Like a hungry, hungry hiccup. Hippo.
It's hiccup. It's not funny.
What's the matter, Kiwi? You look all choked up.
Stop it. Hiccup. Oh man, I don't. Hiccup. I feel so good. Hiccup.
Are you okay?
Hiccup. 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 Hiccup.
What the heck's going on?
Uh-oh.
Oh no, everybody watch out.
Hiccup.
He's got a blow.
The mouth movements.
Yeah, that was just fun to do.
Yep. That's a classic Ian move.
Aces.
What the heck was that?
Seriously, I heard that in the
other. Oh, it's Justine.
That was Kiwi. He had the hippos.
Hiccups. He had the hiccups, you.
Your voice is slightly altered.
Yeah, they're both pitched up.
What are you talking about?
You've never heard about what happens when a fruit gets the hiccups?
No.
First, they hiccup.
Are her blinks backward, reverse?
What's that?
Are her blinks reversed?
They might be, yeah.
Looks funky.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever hiccuped.
Uh-oh.
You said uh-oh.
I just have to say, I loved your guys' energy. Like, I appreciated that you guys sent in footage where, like, your acting was just kind of over the top.
Oh yeah, which, that's us.
I mean,
it
like
was perfectly smoshed though.
But it works so well for Orange too. Like yeah. I can't tell you how many times people would send in footage and it would just be like, yeah. you know, they'd get cut in half and it's, and you're like,
no.
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But see, like we would have the same problem with Smosh videos whenever mm-hmm. we'd bring somebody in
yeah.
for something and they would give us like, what would probably be good acting,
yeah.
I guess, like where it'd be like very like, and we're like, actually, could you like go like bigger with it? We'd always have to tell people to yes. like go like way over the top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got an orange with a case of the hiccups here.
Please say again.
I said we have an orange with the hiccups.
Oh no, you're screwed.
I haven't watched this in forever.
All right, I'm out of ideas.
Look, everybody, the important thing right now is to just remain calm.
What did you do for, because you couldn't color iJustine's mouth.
Oh, her teeth. Yeah, her teeth weren't colored.
Man, for whatever reason, her mouth is always the hardest to composite onto the passion fruit. And like it takes like multiple layers to actually do it. So like the first layer is the skin, the second layer is it's like keying out the skin, so there's just the teeth. Mm. And then the third layer is like the highlights on the lips. So it's like you just have to keep layering it.
So you put in the extra work for her teeth to be white.
Hey, she's gotta look good.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
Pause on our faces though.
Yeah.
Why does Ian's kind of have like an orangier mouth and kind of looks like he like just got finished eating like pasta sauce or something?
I mean, that's probably a product of me being colorblind, honestly.
Mine's just gray and his is orange. You're like, those are the same color.
Yep. Honestly, to me, I can definitely tell that Ian's is a little off compared to yours.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But like it looks close to you?
Yeah, it looks close to me.
It looks close to me.
That looks like Ian's mouth is orange and mine is gray.
See? It looks close to me.
Brennan said,
thanks, Ian.
Brennan said, I think Ian's colorblind.
Oh, no. I love it. That's always when people find out. They're like, no, it looks fine. They're like, God, no, it doesn't.
No. Aaron, are those two very different colored mouths?
I mean, they are different colors.
They're different colors, but I feel like they both work for the bananas.
They do, but they do not look like the same color.
No, I guess not, but I'm okay with it.
Yeah. Also, your eyes remain blue. Mine got gray as well.
Are my eyes blue? They look.
Yeah, and those are your guys' eyes, right?
Yeah, those are our eyes.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I, you know, in the beginning, I would actually use the actor's eyes, but then, you know, we have like a library of eyes.
Oh,
so
right.
A lot
stop?
Of times, yeah, we'll just throw in whatever eyes we have available.
I feel like you don't really see our lips. Like.
Just remain calm.
Like
it's getting cut off a little bit there.
Yeah.
Cause your big ass mouth.
That's true. I don't have lips, I just have a mouth.
I like how I just have like tongue and you have like back of throat.
Yeah,
yeah,
you can
yeah.
See
the,
everything
the angles
back
were
there.
Very different. Mine was just straight into my cavern.
That's wild.
Yeah.
That's your man cave.
No, no, no. Everybody just shut up. We're not going to freak out.
That's easy for you to say. You don't have an exploding hippo in your tummy.
Dude, it's not a hippo.
It's an exploding hippo.
Listen to me, Orange. Do you want to get rid of your hiccups?
Duh.
Then you have to do exactly what I tell you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, it's really simple. All you have to do is take a deep breath.
There's something so dead in her eyes. Like, because you're taking like her eyes from something else, right? Like,
it's just like, yeah, I mean, literally it's, you know, sitting the actor down and saying, okay, look forward for 10 seconds. All right, now look in
so
this
So you're
direction.
Not cutting out the eyes with the actual emotion matching the mouth at the same time. That's different.
No.
So that's why she's just like, you have to be, you have to watch out.
And also I guess like people are trying to stay like as still as possible.
That's
right?
True,
yeah,
with emotion tracking.
Super hard.
For the sake of like cutting it out. So yep. Like it's hard to like act.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you learned that when you were playing Charlie too, because literally you had to push your head back yep. against a board so that
yeah.
your face would be perfectly level the whole time.
30 seconds.
Okay.
What? No, that never works. I always heard you had to stand on your head and cross your eyes.
Shouldn't he be humming?
What?
Yeah, I heard all he's got to do is hum the Star Spangled Banner. Works every time.
No, this is ridiculous. He's got to breathe into a paper bag, right?
Do you guys have a solution for hiccups?
I hold my breath.
Yeah, that's mine too.
I hold my breath, and then I try to bring in more, even more air. So like I do a full breath and I'm like.
What?
Until my lungs are about to explode. And then I hold that for 30 seconds.
Okay.
Wow.
And it works every time.
Yeah, I hold my breath. That seems to work.
Yeah, that, me too. All right, I just wanted to see if you guys had any crazy. Like, off
no, the wall. I mean, okay. that sounds a little.
Oh, I go extreme.
Like the gulping.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it definitely sounds like I'm a fish out of water, but it works. It's the only thing that works for me.
That's sick. Okay.
Just shut up. No, that one never works.
Oh no.
Orange. These episodes got a lot longer.
Oh, they got orange. Way longer.
Yeah.
Orange. Are you okay?
They got story.
Who turned out the lights?
Dude, you crashed and blacked out.
There's
again.
Three acts.
Then why am I still orange?
Orange. Do you hear that?
Yeah. His hiccups. They're gone.
Yay! Oh no.
Record scratch.
I'm sorry, guys.
I use record scratch
every
episode.
It's not your fault.
Yeah, it could happen to anyone. Look at Kiwi.
I know. He's everywhere.
We've got to figure out a way to stop them.
Oh, no. They're getting worse by the second.
Help me.
Hey, Orange. I know we just met and all, but...
We're really sorry this is happening to you, Orange. You seem like such a great...
Wait, I feel like our voices aren't pitch shifted there.
Oh, that's true. You only pitch shifted them for the beginning of the episode.
Oh, maybe. I don't remember doing that, and I don't know why I would have. So.
Yeah, was that a choice?
I did it just because I knew 14 years later I'd be here and see if you guys notice.
That's well, I noticed.
Was there a reason why you decided like not to do noses? Too human?
No,
it's just funnier.
It's just funnier with the eyes and mouth. There was no, like, I just didn't even think about doing a nose.
Really?
You know, oranges don't have noses.
That's true, but they do have mouths.
Yeah, they definitely have mouths and eyes, so, yeah.
That's fair.
What was that?
I don't know. It kind of sounded like a
gorilla.
Huh?
Oh, there we go.
Whoa, that guy doesn't monkey around.
How did that thing get in here?
Poor boomerangs. I don't think they'll come back from that one.
Okay, we get it. Enough.
I wonder why they didn't give him the slip.
Oh my god. Orange, your hiccups.
What about
all we had to do was
gone.
Die.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah. Gorilla must have scared him away. Yay!
Yay!
Oh, scared away.
Now that's what I call a close pickup.
Record scratch.
You did two of that episode. Oh, look at that. Smosh as bananas.
That was our old channel logo, too.
Oh, was it?
I don't even remember that being our logo.
I think it was at some point.
Cool. It was an honor to be killed.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah.
So we never came back as bananas, though,
yes,
right?
You did, actually.
We did.
Yeah, in the roast episode.
Oh.
You come back as the same bananas.
And then we had Charlie the Drunk Guinea Pig do a cameo as well, right?
Yep.
Crazy.
I don't even remember that.
I don't remember it either. That was like a very blurry time of my life, and I wish I could blame it on drugs and stuff, but I can't.
We were just all doing so much.
I think it was probably the 80 hours of work a week.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's what it is.
Zero drugs. It's crazy.
Zero drugs. Work was our drug.
Mm-hmm. Good. Good. I like that.
Yeah. Call that the dissociation era.
Yeah.
I'm still in it, actually. It's great.
It's why we're all in therapy.
Yeah.
Now, we thought it'd be good to talk about the most controversial.
Okay.
Do you want to give us any background?
This is such a loaded video on many levels. I myself have really wanted to support the LGBTQ community, especially in the more recent years, since it's just been under attack by a lot of horrible people. And then at the same time, we've had this joke, this running joke. Did you guys ever see Saturday Night Live, the Pat character? Pat was kind of like this androgynous character, and the whole thing was everyone was always trying to figure out,
they didn't
is
know.
Pat a boy or a girl?
Mm. Right, okay, that sounds somewhat familiar.
And Marshmallow, the character of Marshmallow, kind of became that joke where it was
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Like this cutesy character, but we don't know if they're a boy or a girl. And it was just like this super long running joke where, you know, fans were constantly asking and like getting angry about it. Like, if you don't tell me if they're a boy or a girl, I'm gonna unsubscribe.
It's so funny when people care so much about that. I've also seen that with, you know, like certain Pokemon like Jigglypuff or Pikachu or even Kirby. They're like, is it a boy or girl? Like, it doesn't matter.
I need to know because I'm sexually attracted to him.
Why do you need to know?
Can I fuck Kirby? I need to know. I don't want to be gay if I want to fuck Kirby.
So I wonder if there's an element of that with Marshmallow. Maybe there's some people out there that really, you know.
A lot of, I want to fuck Marshmallow.
I want to fuck, but I don't want to be gay.
I just want to be a straight guy who wants to fuck Marshmallow. Well, let's watch.
Not the DJ, but.
No.
Because we know that Marshmallow
the
DJ.
Yeah, this is a different Marshmallow.
Yeah.
Marshmallow the DJ's gender has been very, you know, it's clear.
Right.
Yeah. So, at the end of the day, we kind of wanted to answer the question.
Okay.
Is Marshmallow a boy, a girl? What are they?
Okay. Yeah.
And also, like, you know, it's kind of a pride video as well to celebrate the LGBTQ community.
Okay, so I feel like I could guess why this was controversial, but let's check it out.
We can talk about that after.
When did you make this? How many years ago?
Two years ago.
Okay, yeah. So this is 2021.
Ooh. Yeah.
I'm interested to see, like, what's changed in the production value of it.
Yeah.
Too.
First of all, you'll notice that
this is all CG.
Green
screen?
Well, it's all composited. So, like, the picture in the background,
yeah,
you'll see that's like the regular set where, you know, the action usually takes place. Like, Orange is usually on that right counter, the heel character is usually on that left counter, you know, back there. But for this episode specifically, I built this whole new, like, it's the other counter, but, you know, it's kind of a different perspective just because there's so much action in this episode that I needed more space to work with. So
got it. Yeah, and this is like 12 years after the episode that we just watched.
Yeah.
All right, let's see.
Over a decade later.
I have not watched this one. This will be my first time.
Seen it.
Oh, and they walk now.
Gosh. I ate so much at that potluck.
Tell me about it. I'm stuffed. How about you, Orange?
Nah, I wouldn't say I'm stuffed. But my plush toy available on AnnoyingOrange.com sure is.
Oh, you got merch now! You got merch now!
That's how you know this is more recent YouTube.
Yeah,
we're
definitely
doing the merch plugs.
Yeah. That's you're like, great. Oh, you can't make money on a 5-minute video anymore.
Yeah.
Merch plug.
Yeah, merch exactly.
Plug. Yeah, man.
Yeah. God, we didn't even get into the Annoying Orange merch, too. There's like a million pieces of merch that came out.
Yeah, when the TV show was rolling, holy crap.
And it was out in like Walmart and
Target.
Hot Topic. It was in every...
And you had like a talking one too. Right?
Oh, a bunch of talking ones. Yeah, all different sizes.
And you had Halloween costumes too, right?
Yeah. I wish.
That's crazy.
Had I known you guys were going to do this, I would have showed up in my orange.
Do you just have one in the hanging up in the closet?
Yes, I've got extras.
Of course, yeah.
Damn.
Those are collector items now, right?
Yeah, they are.
What were some of the crazy?
Dude, you can go on eBay now, and some of those toys, they're like, people are charging $100.
That's awesome.
For the like little action figures.
They're like collector's items.
Yes.
That's great. What do you think was some of the craziest merch that you came out with?
I can't remember what they're called, but it's like this spandex suit. It's fully orange. It goes over your entire
body. Like a morph
body.
Suit?
Yes, morph suit. That's what it was. And then there's an orange right on the chest. But it is the most disturbing looking thing I have ever seen
in
my life.
It's a skin tight, human shaped annoying morph suit.
Yes.
But the eyes and mouth are on the body?
Yeah, there's a version. There's a version where it's on the body and then a version where it's on the face.
Oh, so you zip it over your face?
Yes, it is.
That is
creepiest.
That is so cursed. Did you approve that? Like, that looks like a great...
Thanks to the deal I had at the time, they didn't really need my approval.
Oh my god.
So they made that most absolute cursed thing.
Oh dude, it is bad.
Honestly, like I would have just said yes to
I would have said yes to so honestly.
Oh yeah.
Like there's like a certain level of like curse that is that I'd be like, yeah, like yeah, that's awesome.
I mean, it definitely got a lot of traction online. People posting pictures of this horrid, horrid thing.
I wish we had that. Today.
Oh God, I would
have
walked out.
Do you have that in your closet?
No, I would have walked out.
I wonder if I can find it on my phone right now.
Oh. Well,
dude, but it's like the inflating stops at like the upper thigh.
I guess that's to make the body look circular.
It looks kind of like a ball sack.
It looks like a ball sack with
an
orange face.
It's like an orange ball sack with them.
And this doesn't look like an expression I've seen Orange make. It looks like Orange was caught doing something illegal.
Oh my God.
Fuck.
Yes.
Dude, that's fucked up.
That is?
Wait,
let me look at it. Oh, no. Oh, the teeth are white now here, though.
See? I told you.
Yeah. Dude, they're like, it's too disturbing if we have yellow teeth, but then they make this thing?
Holy crap.
Wait, look at this thing.
Oh, my God.
Is that official merch?
Oh.
That's official merch, too?
Up.
Damn. Annoying Orange merch is
dude.
More
annoying
cursed
orange
than annoying orange.
Annoying orange merch goes so hard.
It goes really
hard. Is this the same?
That's the morph suit. Yeah.
My God.
Yeah. This is even better.
So silly.
We could just do a whole episode about annoying orange.
Yes.
This is so great.
Look at this actor.
This guy hates himself.
He's one of the people that comes up to you and says, "My kids love your stuff, but I hate it."
Like this guy didn't transport all his kids in Halloween. He was wearing this. And all his kids look like this.
That is it. Oh my God. No, I
can't.
No
where did they sell this? Like Party City?
Yeah, I think so. It's like, that sort of thing.
You could buy this right now in the Philippines,
I think. For 439 Filipino dollars. Whatever that
I mean, that's where you have to go to find
these
things. Oh my
God,
now.
I think this one has to be like a ripoff. Right?
No, that one is legit.
This one's legit.
That one's
legit.
Was
the other one legit as well?
I'm not sure, but I know that one is.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I have to save all these.
This is so bad.
I'm gonna send these all to you.
Aaron. Wait, is that official?
Let's see. Yeah, that's official. That's definitely official.
Oh my God!
Save that one too.
My God.
This episode took a hard left turn. I did not expect this to be where it's gonna go.
Oh, what the fuck, dude?
Look at the muscle guy. Oh my God.
20 minutes later.
I feel like we could have dedicated a whole hour to talking about
insane.
Annoying orange merch.
Insane.
I mean, it's straight out of a nightmare.
I love it.
Yeah. Orange, stop shamelessly promoting your like and subscribe, fruit lovers. Dude, stop breaking the fourth wall.
Oh, shit.
The wall.
Whoa, this is wild.
Oh, no.
Was this like...
Oh, man.
Who is that guy?
The
robot guy.
You'll find out.
Okay. All right.
Oh, that was the first introduction.
Sorry about that, friends. I see you've met my prototype robot illustrating discrete energy, or as I prefer to call it, pride.
Pride.
I've been working on this project for the last several months.
Wait, several months? What about my voice modulator, bro? I'm talking here!
My apologies, but Pride is an exciting project with cutting-edge technologies. I must give it my full attention.
Okay, but why is it made of knives?
Gotta work with what you got. And in case you haven't noticed, there are a lot of knives in this kitchen.
Oh, we've noticed, all right.
Woohoo! Orange, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm just trampoline.
Uh-oh.
The production value is insane now.
That is not a trampoline.
It isn't?
No, it's not even close to a trampoline.
Oh, well, I guess that explains why it's not very bouncy.
Uh-oh.
Guys?
I like that his eyebrows are knives.
Yeah. Makes him look extra angry.
Yep. The program has been manipulated. I lost control.
Not pride. This production's gotten so crazy over 10 years.
Whoa.
Oh my god.
Okay, now I see why you had to make a different step for this.
Oh shit! They were still screaming when they were cutting half.
Computer, yes, but this robot is powered by a quantum computer. The code is far more complex.
Oh no! This is it!
That totally reminds me of the freaking tongue from Kung Pao.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the same vibe.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sorry.
No.
That's a
I love
strange,
that movie.
Strange reference.
Yeah, no, I love that movie.
Marshy! Look out! Marshy? How did you do that?
Huh. Well, I guess now is as good a time as any.
With the non-binary flag.
I have something I'd like to say. Could everyone gather round, please?
Well, of course we can gather round. We are round.
Nice.
Okay, so there's a good reason I was able to stop that robot. It's because quantum computers are non-binary. And so am I.
Hold up. Is this actually happening? Am I dreaming right now? Because if a fish barfs out of my mouth right now, I'm going to freak out.
Well, I don't think so, dude. It took 12 years, but I believe Marshy just revealed their gender. Is that right, Marshy?
It is! And thank you for correctly using my they, them pronouns!
That's awesome. I also want to point out Marshmallow's teeth can be white.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Because you don't have to, yep. to worry about that.
Yep.
That's just happened naturally.
Funny. So, like, this must have angered people because they were like, because they're like, we don't know if it's a girl or a boy. And you're like, actually, Marshmallow's an NB.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And it starts off with this like high intensity action scene.
Yep.
Which I feel like is drawing in the crowd that would get angry about this.
Yes, I'm sure. And there was a lot of anger too, because in previous episodes, we had kind of like gone back and forth. Like in a certain episode, we said he one time. Mm. In a certain episode, we said she one time. So like.
Yeah. So you're setting it up.
Yeah, but at the time I wasn't thinking like, oh, this character is going to be non-binary. It
right.
was just a, it was kind of like going with the flow. We were just doing what we were doing, and
right.
Now people, when this episode came out, people were like, oh, but in episode 345 you said he, so he is a he.
Isn't that the way that things work with people too when they when they realize that they're.
Like, no, you said 10 years ago that...
It's like, when we were in third grade, you introduced yourself as a boy. That's what you are.
Therefore, you're a boy.
Forever. This is crazy getting this kind of reveal.
So I obviously know what non-binary means, but perhaps Marshy could explain it for all of the rest of the uneducated people.
Nothing to explain.
Okay, so it's kind of like how I'm able to be both completely awesome and totally radical at the same time. That's not so hard to understand. Honestly, that's all you had to say. That I'm completely awesome.
With the pump-up
awesome
rock music?
Radical.
Yeah.
I wanted to tell you all for a really, really long time. But from a comedic standpoint, it was a pretty useful gag. And I probably got cast in way more episodes because I kept it a secret.
I think I speak for everyone when I say we're glad you told us, no matter how long it took.
Yeah, that's right.
We love you, Marshy.
Whoa.
No. This is just a misunderstanding. We're not dreaming. I just ate, like, way too much fish at that potluck.
Oh, that was scary.
Relax.
Corn, mac, and cheese?
Grapefruit's mom practically forced me to try her corn casserole at the potluck, and, well, it was just really bad.
You take that back! You take that back right this...
Whoa.
Okay, so... Maybe you have a point.
Well, that settles it. This is no dream.
Yay! I really did it this time!
Marshy, we appreciate the courage it took to finally tell us today.
What can I say? It's pride!
Sure, but that doesn't mean it's any easier to...
No! It's pride!
And of course, it ends in violence.
Of course.
Nice. Right now, I'm just like picturing like there must be at least like one person that's like, I came out to my parents because I watched an Annoying Orange video.
Probably, yeah.
And I think that's so funny.
Yeah. Hey, that, I mean, honestly, at the end of the day, it's kind of one of the reasons I did it. Yeah. It's like, hey, if one person can see this and say, you know, I connect with that, or...
Have people said that before with this video? Has anyone?
Yeah, I mean,
you
if you look through the comments, it's pretty cool. There's a lot of people, especially that are non-binary, and they're like, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe it!" You know, one of my favorite characters.
What were people angry about? Like trying to get political or LGBTQ like messaging in the, like snuck into their content? Or?
Yes, I mean, at the end of the day, it's the argument that there's grooming going on. Like, the woke mob has, is taking over and
brainwashing,
convincing, and brainwashing. Yes, exactly. Yeah. It was a lot of that kind of thing. And again, I think a lot of it's probably those types of people that were like, Marshmallow's a boy because you said this, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like every element of the Annoying Orange has improved with so much time. I don't know, with so much time passing, it's continued to improve. And I feel like sneaking in a message that could potentially help some people be more comfortable with the way that they identify is it's really cool.
Yeah, and I don't even see it as like, it's not even like sneaking. Obviously, you're not sneaking it in there, but it's, but I see what you're saying.
Well, I'm
though,
saying
where
like usually people would think, oh, Annoying Orange, I'm just gonna watch some silly thing without some kind of serious messaging behind it.
Right.
So that's what I meant by sneaking it in, I guess.
Got it.
It gets people who maybe aren't actively looking for this kind of messaging to see this messaging, which I think is cool.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things, like, I know I have a voice and I want to use it. And, you know, another one of the reasons I made this video is because I realized a while back that I actually identify, at least right now, as non-binary. I am transgender. I've never said that.
Oh shit, congratulations. Congrats.
Thank you.
Fuck yeah.
I figured what better place to say it than on Smosh watching Annoying Orange. Yeah.
I'm sure that's where you imagined you'd be saying that publicly for the first time.
Exactly. So I don't know. It's a little bit of a love letter for my younger self because I've known since I was very young. And it's one of those things, like, you grow up, people telling you have to be a certain way, you have to dress a certain way, you have to operate in the world a certain way. And, you know, this is just a little, like, to me, it's not even controversial. It's just, hey, be who you want to be. As long as you're not hurting anybody else, be yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good message. Yeah. I mean, that's a message that, like, kids especially should hear.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just, like, be yourself.
Yes, exactly.
Be who you feel you are. And I think that's, like, you know, that's the kind of messaging that, you know, we grew up, you know, hearing with, like, Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, exactly.
The message is always, like, remain the same.
Right.
Yeah. And it is interesting when you really break down why people were frustrated with this. When you look at what actually happened, and it was one character tells their friends that they would prefer not to have a gender identified for them. Mm-hmm. They don't identify with the binary genders. Mm-hmm. And that upset people because in their head they felt like Marshmallow needed to be something for them in a weird sense. Like they had a connection to this character and it needed to be something for them.
Yeah.
And I feel like that mirrors the way that people think about people too. When they come out and say, oh, actually, I identify as this. I haven't felt comfortable saying it, but now I do. Mm-hmm. People are like, oh, but to me, you've always been this thing. And it's it's interesting when people get frustrated about other people's identities. You know, it's like it's similar to if you're getting frustrated about the way someone dresses, the way someone does their hair. That, you know, it's It's the same thing with gender, and it's interesting to me because I'm like, why would I get frustrated about someone else minding their own business, doing the things that they feel is right for them?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, I like, while I haven't said the words, I have, like, more recently been presenting a little bit more femininely, especially, like, on Instagram and things like that. Mm. And the... I'm sorry, Ian. The yes. way you're staring at me with just half the banana
what
over
do you
here.
Mean? Go on. This is a serious interview, Dane.
It became serious. What happened?
No, I had this sudden realization about like 2 minutes ago that like here we're having this conversation and we're in fucking banana outfits.
But you know what? I wouldn't want it any other way.
Like,
this
I'll take the
like,
banana
imagining
top
this,
off.
Imagining this like cut down into a short where you're like, this is please. The first time, and we're just like, uh-huh, yep. Go on.
Please,
yes.
Please do it.
Dane talks about being fans for the first time, cuts yep. to us in banana
like,
costume.
Yeah, totally, dude. Fuck yeah.
You have my blessing. Do it.
You gotta love the internet. Where else can you do this?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, like I said, I wouldn't want to do it any other way. Yeah. So, yes.
Great.
Well, you were saying, that you felt this for a while.
I've known since I was a kid. But I was going to say that, you know, posting pictures on Instagram and stuff and, you know, being a little bit more feminine in my appearance, I'm getting the hate coming out of mm-hmm. the woodwork and the like, I'm so disappointed in you. Like, why?
Yeah.
It just, like, that aspect doesn't make sense to me. Mm-hmm. I don't think I will ever understand that, but... I guess that's probably a good thing because I don't want to understand
it's
aspect.
Not on you. To,
right.
Yeah.
I think it really does boil down to you're not the way I saw you. And I had an mm-hmm. image in my head for what you were, what that meant to me, my connection
yep.
with you.
Right.
But you don't owe them anything.
No, of course
right.
not.
Yeah. Like maybe this is a guy who saw themselves, like were inspired by you being a creative guy creating stuff. And then they're like, but that's not... Damn it, this person that I felt this connection with, I can't see myself as that because there's no way I could be that.
Right.
So
maybe that's it. Yeah, I don't know either. But
yeah.
I mean, you see with Chris Tyson,
yeah.
you know, and I love that, you know, she was able to come out and she kind of went through this evolution of getting a lot of hate, but now she's kind of on, you know, getting to the other side where it's a lot more... Like, I feel, I hope anyways, and maybe she would correct me, but that it feels like the supporters are outnumbering or...
For sure.
Like, the voices.
Yeah, I think a big part of that was, like, you know, her friends backing her up.
Yeah.
And being like, you know...
And that's huge,
like,
of course.
Credit to Jimmy for being like, hey, this is my friend.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Yeah, I think there is something to be said about pushing through that first wave of people that are angry because there's only so long that they can continuously pour their energy into being angry about this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you feel like you're...
Like what, and like what a sad, like I actually get sad when I encounter those people because I think about like, man, that comes from a place of they're not happy in their own lives. They're probably hurt and, you know, like this is their way to lash out and feel better about themselves or bring you down to be on the same ground. And man, that's just so sad to me. It's frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. But
back to puns.
Back to puns and fun.
Now we're moving on to the most important part of our episode.
Yeah. We like to call this segment...
Are you happy,
Dane Bowe?
Let's just have an existential crisis right here, right now, I guess.
Are you happy?
No, I am. I am, actually.
You said, no, I am.
Yeah.
Well, I was saying, no, I'm not going to have an existential crisis.
I'm trying to make you have
That's
one
what
right
therapy's
now.
For.
I'm trying to make you have one right now. So you are happy?
Yeah, you know what? I am. I mean, obviously, things have changed so much over the years. Uploading a minute and a half video completely changed my life.
Oh, yeah.
In so many ways. I've been through I've been through hell and back. We haven't even scratched the surface of all the lawsuits and like everything that I've been through.
How many lawsuits have you been in?
Three.
Three lawsuits?
Yeah, two.
All relating to the orange?
Yeah, two, yeah.
I feel like there comes like a certain point when you're like doing business in America where you get to a certain level where people just start to sue you for things.
Yeah.
And it's very strange.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to talk more about mine, but NDAs and stuff like that. So, yeah. But yes, to answer your question, I am happy.
Yeah,
I am happy.
Congratulations.
You know, I
what's that like? It must be nice.
Oh, it's not without its stresses, obviously. I mean, you know, coming to terms with my own gender identity and stuff like that, that's been its whole thing. But I feel like I'm finally getting to a place where I accept it. I love myself. I love, you know, kind of the content I'm making, the voice that I have. I love the friends and family that I have, you guys included.
Aww. Thank you. You know what? Speaking of which, you are our friend as well. And because of that, we have a gift for you.
Oh, okay.
That's right.
So we brought this very special gift for you that we want you to have.
Okay.
Yeah. And feel free to open up here.
Okay. Yes. Well, I feel like I have to, right?
You're our first guest. Okay. So we got you an extra special gift.
Yes.
Oh boy.
You can already see what color it is.
No, I can't. I'm colorblind.
Oh, true.
Oh my. Great. What is this? Oh my. So what?
We had our art department make a realistic annoying orange.
I love it. It is. We're talking about cursed. This is cursed to the next level.
No, that's not
I love it.
We were trying to compete with the official merch, and it is hard to compete with that.
It is hard. I love it. Thank you.
So that's yours to keep.
Yeah. I'm going to display this everywhere.
Did we get the teeth color right?
Yes. I think we nailed it, actually. Yeah. This looks fantastic. Oh my gosh. This is going everywhere with me, you know that.
Hell yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah.
Where can people find you? Is there anything you want to plug?
Let's see.
Annoying Orange.
Yeah, Annoying Orange. You can just search Annoying Orange on YouTube or youtube.com/AnnoyingOrange. Or you can follow me on my Instagram, Danebo1.
Boo! Do you have any future projects that you are wanting to tease?
Nothing that I want to tease yet. I mean, there's stuff that I you know, rumbling around in my brain, but, you know, we'll see. We'll see.
Annoying Orange the movie.
Yeah. You know what? I've always wanted to do a movie. It's just I have never been able to figure out, like, what's the hook? What's the thing?
True. Okay. We'll tell you what. We'll make Smosh the movie, too. You'll make Annoying Orange, and we'll make it a double feature.
Oh, man. Dude, I would love that.
And then we'll get Ray William Johnson to do...
The after show.
and we'll get Fred to do the pre-show.
Uh-huh.
Dude, you gotta get Fred on here.
We're the Four Horsemen.
I would love to get Fred on.
We would love to get Fred.
If you're watching Fred.
Come on. Yeah. Come on, Fred.
Come on, Fred.
This was a lot of fun.
Step into the hot seat, baby.
Come on, Fred.
But thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
This is a pleasure.
Yes, appreciate it so much.
Thank you so much.
No, friends got a hug.
Get over here. Get over here.
Yeah.
Hugging these bananas.
Subscribe.
That's what she said.
Thank you.
Subscribe.
Subscribe.
Bye. I don't know what to say. This is the end. Bye.
1
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No